Yo, man, what's good? What's good? This is the first podcast that I've ever shot on this app, the Anchor app, man. So I'm going to see what it's about, man. I heard that it's a good app to use. I heard that Anchor will actually put your content out on other big, you know, major platforms such as Spotify and some other stuff that I can't think of right now. But anyway, man, I'm gonna get into it. I'm not really sure exactly what all I'll be talking about, man, but I know one thing in particular that I'll be talking about, reaching out to the fellas on this one right here, man. How do y'all feel about your woman just being gone? Like what inner feeling that you have when your woman, man, your wife, your girlfriend, when they just absent, man, and they just gone for a while? Like, for right now, sometimes, you know, your wife going to work, you home, or you home, or you going to work and your wife home. But it's like sometimes it hit different when you not the one that's out being active and you actually home. Because me and my wife, our schedule, you know, it overlaps. Our work schedule overlaps. You know, I work, you know, Saturday through Monday, and she worked Tuesday through Friday. And it's just like sometimes, you know, we'd be like, okay, you know, yeah, head on out, go to work, you know, it is what it is. Head out, go with your friend girls or whatever like that, you know, head on out, do your thing, and then you'll be at home. It's like, do you get that moment, that emotional, you know, moment where you just like, dang, man, I don't want you to go nowhere. I want you to be right here. It's no insecurities or nothing like that. It's not insecure. So if you insecure, that's not what I'm talking about. It's just that feeling that you feel like, I just want to be up under you. You know, usually women say stuff like this, like, man, I just want to be up under my man, and, you know, I just miss him so much, and I'm sad when he leave. But it's very rare that you hear a man be like, man, I don't want my woman to go nowhere, bro. I just want to be laying here sipping some wine and just cuddling, bro. We like to cuddle too, man. Don't you dare judge me, bro. If y'all don't like to cuddle, bro, maybe you ain't been in your relationship long enough. All right, you ain't been in a relationship long enough. But me, at first, boy, I went with all that cuddling, because when you cuddle, it leads to other things. And we already know what that thing lead to for men, right? At the beginning, it's just like, bro, I ain't finna just be cuddling, bro, and ain't nothing gonna happen. That's why men don't like cuddling. But I believe when you actually put the time in your relationship, like, it come with time. It come with a little growth. Sometimes it's just like, I just want to hold you a little bit. Just let me hold you. And sometimes I like my wife to hold me. Come on, bro. Y'all don't judge me right now. I need some men with some experience right now that know what I'm talking about. You know, sometimes when you lady laying on her side and her back to you, you turn around and you hold her like that little spoon. Sometimes I like to be on the inside of the spoon. That just me feeling good, bro. Like when my back turned against my wife and she'll roll over and then she'll hold me. I'd be like, yeah. I like to feel secure too. You know what I mean? So it's like, men don't be really trying to express that, bro. They be thinking that's soft, bro. I don't care what you say. I be like sometimes even when she laying down on the couch, and like let's say she laying on her back on the couch and she watching TV, I like to get into the short person position. And what's the short person position? That's where I come down a little bit to where I can lay my head on her chest or on her stomach. Now, I'm sure, because usually when the woman lay on the man, the woman she's smaller, you know what I'm saying? So she be on your chest. sometimes, like what Usher say, y'all, trading places, man. Sometimes you gotta trade places, man. Sometimes I be thinking about that. When my wife, she gone, she be leaving, going to work, and I be like, man, I want to be in a position to where my wife don't have to work. So that way, when I'm home, she can be home with me. Like I said, it ain't no insecure stuff. It ain't nothing that make me feel like, oh, my wife going. I'm all up for more going, not having fun. But it's like, man, when I'm at the hive, I need my queen right here. Speaking of my queen, man, we, this podcast is really, I should have said this from the beginning. I just went in. But this podcast is really, man, for, it's for me and my wife. You know, Vop and Vanna, y'all can follow us on Facebook. Y'all can follow us on Instagram. Just started a YouTube. It's Vop and Vanna, V-O-P and Vanna, V-A-N-N-A. Right? So y'all can follow us there, man, so you can get an image of us. But right now, it's just me. Right? It's just me up in the studio. Me and my drink. Me and my drink. But nah, but for real, little wine. But it is a thought that I just be thinking sometimes, man. It's like, how many men be really going through that borderline depression and loneliness, man, when the woman be gone, bruh? I just be like, I just really be sitting here, you know. Just waiting, looking at the clock. Clock be moving all slow and everything like that. But and then I started thinking, it's like, bro, I really want to be in a position to where me and my wife are is like really back on the same schedule. Cause what I did was daycare is an enemy. The system, daycare is just like not really the system more than the price. The enemy come in on that price, like trying to financially like hold down daycare, like those expenses. Oh my goodness, bro. It's like the enemy just stuck his hand in a good idea. You know, the good idea was even starting daycare, but it's like the enemy stuck his hands in, like Satan just like, let me touch the price. Let me touch the financial part of daycare. And it's like, that's what hit us. You know what I'm saying? We both was working throughout the week. We had the weekend and everything like that, and it was good. But then when daycare started hitting, it's like we couldn't keep up with it because daycare expenses, because we got four kids. And when all four of our children was in daycare, it was like, bro, that hit so hard to the point where it's like we got in the position, like the daycare was like, look, all right. They call, they say, man, y'all just accumulating debt. Like the best bet is for your kids to just come up out of here before y'all just really be in too far over your head in the financial debt. So my wife, she always was in a position of where she had, every time she started work, she had to just quit because situations like this came up. So I was like, you know what? I'll be the one to quit because I really wasn't, you know, feeling my job too much. I was tired of it. I ain't like it. What I was doing, custodial work, and I was constantly in like bathrooms at the University of Florida, and I was cleaning bathrooms and stuff, and that just wasn't me. I wasn't feeling it. Look like cleaning up after other you know, these kids and this, man, it's custodial work, boy. If y'all know about custodial work, you just come across some uncomfortable situations that you have to clean, and I wasn't with all that. So but the funny thing is, me and my brother, we started a cleaning service to where we have to clean bathrooms, we got to clean kitchens and all type of stuff. But the goal was to get to a point to where we can hire people and we ourselves don't have to do the dirty work, right? We can hire people on to do that. But we ain't reached that point. But because we started that business and we was doing a little good, I quit my job. And I was like, okay, I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to go full throttle in this. But my brother, he was still working at University of Florida too. He was still working there. And here I go. I'm like, okay, I'm going to quit. I'm going to go in and everything like that. But I needed bruh help. But it's like, you know, bruh was, you know, he was good where he was. His position was better than mine. He was a supervisor, so he ain't really had to deal with what I had to deal with. So he was like, you know, he spent a little more time on the job, but, you know, so he wasn't really, you know, there like that. It was just me, and I wasn't with it. Thinking about it now, I should have just, you know, swallowed my pride, sucked it up, and just, you know, kept it pushing. But, you know, we decided that we was going to do, like, we were going to keep a business and do something different. So after I quit my job, I was at the house with the kids, right? I had to hold the house down with the kids while my wife was at work. This chapter in my life that I would like to call real deal trading places. Flip flop, whatever you want to call it. All right. Roles were switched. I was in a position that my wife was in as far as being at home with the kids. And my wife was in the position that I was in as far as being the provider, pretty much. It's hard to swallow that pill right now, but she was like the one working. And I was like out here trying to get these side hustles on, doing stuff online. Like my the income wasn't consistent on my end, but it was on her end. So I'm sitting here like, dang, bro, like, you know, I'm looking crazy right now. I was almost 200 pounds. I never knew I was a type that can even gain that much weight. The furthest I ever got is like 175, 180, and then 180 and down. When I seen that I was almost 200 pounds, I looked at myself in the mirror. Like, I turned sideways. I was shaped like a lamp almost. But it was just rough, right? So at that point in my life, I was like, I can actually see what women go through, right? So I was like, man, like, this at the house stuff for the birds, bro. Like, and I never really was the type that I didn't come into marriage like thinking that, okay, I want my wife to be at the house holding the house down, and she just like that's just what we taught. You know, we're taught men go out and work, and women sit at the house and take care of the house. But yes, men go out and work, but if women want to get out there too, especially the times we living in, boy, cost of living is up there. If women want to get out and they got goals, like they have a passion for something and they ain't really trying to sit up in the house, I can't sit there and just tell my wife, oh, no, you a wife now. This is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to take care of the kids. I'm a draw, cook, clean. This is what you do. I can't just slap that on her like that. So I was like, oh, shoot, she want to be, you know, she want to get into personal fitness, physical therapy. So she went to school for that. That's what. Hold on. I smell a little stench of bookie. I got to go check on my son, man. This man probably done bent the corner and duke it on. Hey, where you at? Come here, boy. I don't trust you far as I can throw. You farting? Come here. Hold on, y'all. Please, Lord Jesus, please, 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 please. Dang it! Why you ain't go to the bathroom, man? Oh my God, I just had a feeling I should have just threw you in the bathroom, bro. I told y'all this podcast, it takes a twist, man. This stuff I go through. Why didn't you go to the bathroom, man? You just won't learn this. Oh my gosh. All right, look. This is what's going to happen, all right? I'm going to take part two. And my son just like really... he did it on himself. So I'm a part two this thing, man. And we definitely go get into the meat and potatoes of what I had to deal with as far as this role flip with me and my wife, Vop and Fam. So y'all follow us on Facebook, man, Instagram, and we just started a YouTube. So we gonna get into it, man. Trust me. All right, I'm out. Peace.